Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Very good afternoon to you. We're about to race men's third division, the second race of day two of the Lent Bumps 2014. Just to set the scene for you, sunny, freezing in the shade though, warm in the sun. It's about 11 degrees here. There's a brisk southwesterly wind, 14 miles per hour. You know, we'll turn onto the long lead, which is the play. Your commentators for this race are going to be Joe at first post corner. That's Joe at first post corner. Sorry, I'm lying. Joe under the motorway bridge. I'm at first post corner. We've got Jack, who is on grassy corner, and Eleanor is up at distant corner. Now, this was a pretty exciting race yesterday. We had a couple of overbumps in the men's third division. St. Cat's 2 managing to overbump Peterhouse 2, and Robert's 2 managing to overbump Keys 3 yesterday. We just had a one-minute cannon. The rundown for this race is Anglia... Maudling 2, Churchill 2, First Alert 3, Robinson 2, Clare Hall 1, Queens 3, Keys 3, LME 3, Darwin 2, Corpus 2, your sandwich at the back is Churchill 3. We had the 1 minute cannon, poles out, pushing the middle of the river. Joe is under the motorway bridge. What's it looking like up there, Joe?
Thank you, Mike. I'm seeing Anglia Ruskin M1 being pushed out with every other boat. They're a back-looking team, I think. I think we're left to go. Or maybe a little bit less. I can hear a countdown. Entering a relaxed stroke as they go past me now. Their cocks commandingly talking. They are followed by St. Edmund's M1, who are doing their best to chase them, but immediately behind, Emmanuel M2 are already under pressure from St. Catherine's M2. There is already a length in it. They've clawed back half a length in no time at all. Behind it looks like Selwyn M2 is coming under pressure from Peterhouse M2 already. And further behind, there looks to be all kinds of cars.
Joe.
I think I might have already seen a bump. I'll go down and investigate later. How are things looking where you are, Mike? Up on First Coast Port.
Yeah. We're at the very top, Anglia Ruskin being hotly pursued by St. Ed there. St. Ed's closing that down to quarter length. Overlap gained on the entry to first post. There's the bump. St. Ed's bumping Anglia Ruskin. Two lengths behind those is Emmanuel, but Emmanuel looked like they're being closed in upon by St. Cat 2. Emmanuel 2 is now trying to steer South Bank wide, but they're going to get clonked. So Emmanuel 2 have not got the racing line here. St. Cat's now down to a half a length on Emmanuel 2. There's clear water behind them before the Clare boat. Further back, though, it's looking interesting. Selwyn is being pursued by Peterhouse. Selwyn entering first post corner, and have now the gap between them and Peterhouse is closing. Peterhouse are gaining on them. It's now down to half a length right in front of me on first post corner. This is looking very exciting. Let's just stay with this one. Peterhouse on Selwyn as we go around first post corner. Now down to, it's almost overlap. And on the entry, there's the overlap now. That's guaranteed to be one. Peterhouse are now going to burn Selwyn, guaranteed. First post corner. Further back, Maudling being hotly pursued here by the Churchill blade. Churchill is now managed to get overlap on first post corner. So all factions that thing. Churchill, you need to watch that northern bank. Your blade is getting very close to it, but that looks like the bow's about to touch. I reckon I'm going to call that. I think Churchill have just clonked the back of the Maudling boat there. Churchill bumping Maudling on first post corner. Let's throw it up to Jack at Grassy. Jack, what are you seeing?
Hi, yeah. Down in... very close right now. The bump will be happening any second now. Any second. There's the bump. St. Cat's have been bumped. Emmanuel have been bumped by St. Cat's. Claire are chasing me, or coming round into grassy corner now. Looking very comfortable. There's a massive gap. So I'll pass back to you, Mike. What's going on?
Yeah, so lots of action around first place in the gut there. So we have Anglia Ruskin bumped by St. Ed's, Emma 2 bumped by St. Cat's, Clare 2 in between it all, Selwyn 2 bumped by Peterhouse 2, Maudling 2 bumped by Churchill. Joe, what's it looking like further back? Joe. No sound from Joe there. Let's go further all the way up to Eleanor at Ditton. What's happening at the top boats at the moment, Eleanor?
Hi, yep, I can see nothing at this end. No one's arrived. The first boat I can see coming towards me is Claire M2, which means that the top four boats have all pulled out and have all pulled out along the side. So I can just see Claire over Claire M2 rowing on her own. Yeah?
At the back side of the division now, once again at the entry of first post corner is Corpus trying to avoid the boat of Churchill. Corpus managed to put his arm in the water to try and steer wide, but it wasn't good enough. The overlap was more than a quarter. So Churchill at the very back, the sandwich boat from Corpus on the entry to first post, Jack at Grassy.
Robinson have bumped first and third. First and third M3. We're just coming past me now, that's Claire Hall M1. Back to you, Mike.
So lots of bumps so far then. We know that Anya Ruskin bumps by St. Ed, by Cat 2, Claire 2, probably going to row over. Nothing going to happen with them, Claire Water either side. Selwyn 2 bumps by Peterhouse 2 at first post. Maudlin 2 bumped by Churchill 2 at first post. Robinson 2 bumped by, bumped up on first to 3 around Grassy. Claire Hall, Queens, Keys, LMBC, Darwin, unaccounted for. Corpus 2, bumped by the sandwich boat. Churchill 3, who bumped up into M3 proper. Jack, what's it looking like between Claire Hall, Queens, Keys, and LMBC, and Darwin?
Oh, I can see Queens here and Darwin, which probably means that Lady Margaret have bumped Keys, because I can only see Queens M3 and Darwin M2, and Darwin M2 are chasing Queens down very quickly here. I would say that they are probably going to bump before long. I'll pass that to Eleanor. Can you see any more up by where you are?
Hi, yeah, so I've just got Claire Hall that are rowing past me. This impending bump, I can't work out who it's between. I can see, I can see Queens. And I don't know, is it Darwin chasing them? If Darwin is chasing them, then they'll be going for the over bump, passing over LMBC. Yeah, no. So it looks like Lady Margaret have disappeared, and Darwin are going for the over bump on Queens. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. So Lady Margaret bumped Keys and they're out. So we've got Darwin going for the over bump on Queens here, just coming past the pub. And it looks like it could be a bump. There's still, the whistles are blowing, but there's still a good two strokes away. And they're trying to take the inside line here, coming straight past me at the pub. And they're looking like they're tiring, but they can hear the whistles. It's really, really hard to call whether it's going to happen. I'm going to go with them around the corner here. Okay, so there's the two whistles. They're going to push for the last whistle. Okay, yeah, it looks like Darwin are closing. They're closing on Queens for the over bump. It looks like it's going to be a bump round them. This in corner, I'm just going to move with them. It's going to happen any second. Yeah, they're still trying to push. They're trying so hard. I feel like it's going to happen any minute now, coming round the corner. And look, it's all falling apart for Queens. They're starting to pack it. Not keeping in time with Stone. Okay. Yeah, I think that's the third whistle. Cox has conceded, and Queens. Yeah, there you go. So that's Darwin have just gone for the over bump on Queens. Yep. And that's the final few boats now. Back to Mike.
Wow. So this has been the over bump division, hasn't it? Then your rundown then. Well, the most exciting thing was Eleanor just caught there. Darwin 2, over bumping up on Queen 3. From top to bottom, Anglo-Ruskin 1, bumped by St. Ed's early on. Emma 2, bumped by St. Cats on first post corner. Claire 2, nothing to do, rowing over. Selwyn 2, bumped by Peterhouse 2, first post reach. Maudlin 2, bumped by Churchill 2, first post corner. Robinson 2, managed to bump up on first and third, 3 around Grassy. Claire Hall, we've got nothing to do but row over. Then Queens 3, poor old Queens 3 around the exit to Ditton, over bumped by Darwin 2. Earlier on in the course, Joe spotted Keys 3, were bumped by LMBC 3. Go on, Eleanor.
Hi, I was just going to say I can do a little interview with Darwin if you want to. I've just gone for the over bump on Queens if you've got time. Yeah, do you want an interview?
Go ahead.
Hi. Okay, yeah. Hi. How are you feeling about the fact that you've just over bumped by two boats?
Pretty darn good.
Did you think you were going to make it the whole way, or were you were you feeling a bit disillusioned at one point?
We didn't have any doubt. No, it was 50-50. We felt like we could do it, but whether we do it was an entitlement.
So how are you feeling at the moment?
Pretty wonderful. I'm sure in half an hour it'll be a different matter.
So, congratulations. Okay, back to you, Mike. I think they're quite happy.
So, yes, the Queen 3 overbumped by Darwin 2, Key 3 bumped by Eleanor C3, and then at the back, Corpus 2 bumped by the sandwich boat Churchill 3. So far in this division, in total, we have seen 3 overbumps. Yes, Key 3, and then today, Darwin 2 overbumped Queen 3. So that is all very exciting, the men's third division. Let's turn back to the studio. We'll do a results update in about 5 minutes' time.
Lent bumps. Bumps.
Cam FM.
So from running from the top down, we've got Anglia Ruskin, who were bumped by St Edmunds. We've got Emma, M2, who were bumped by St Cat's M2. We've got Claire, M2, then, who were in the fifth position, who just rode over. Behind them, Selwyn, M2, were bumped by Peterhouse, M2. Behind them, Maudlin, M2, were bumped by Churchill, M2. Behind them, first and third M3 were bumped by Robinson M2, and then behind them Claire Hall rode over. And then at the bottom of the division it all got a bit messy. So Queens M3 were overbumped by Darwin M2, who actually started 3 positions below them. And then below Queens, because in between them, yeah, so in, below Queens, in between Queens and Darwin, Keys M3 were bumped by Lady Margaret M3, which left just Corpus Christi and Churchill at the bottom. And Churchill, the sovereign boat, managed to bump Corpus Christi. And so that's all the results. So it's pretty much only 2 boats rowed over and everyone else bumped. So, yeah, that's all the results from Riverside.
Thank you very much indeed.